What is up, ghouls, gals, creeps, and mutants alike? The Undead Matt here, of course, with a new band showcase episode. That's right, if you're new to the show, or not so new, and you know what this is, then probably won't be new news to you. But for those who this is new to, we have a segment what we call is the band showcase episodes, and that's where we bring on underground upcoming bands that maybe haven't gotten enough attention or enough push that they so rightly deserve, and we bring them on to interview them, talk with them, play some horror games with them, and yeah, you just get to know these rad people. Today I am joined by my Mike and Joey of the fantastic band Bad Ear. It's a stellar band throughout. They are Milwaukee based, well, at least they consider Milwaukee to be their home, but they bring the rich sound of the Midwest punk rock to your sweet, sweet, beautiful ears. Let the honey that is their music seep into your brain and just enrich you with some sweet, sweet tunes. With that in mind, let's go ahead and jump into today's interview. Welcome back, everyone, to the Punk Rock Horror Podcast Band Showcase episode. I'm the Undead Matt, of course, and this is the show where we bring on underground up-and-coming bands that we just happen to find that we love and that are amazing, and we know that you're going to love. Today, I am joined by the amazing Michael Esser and Joey Jonas of the amazing band Bad Ear. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Rooted in Midwest punk rock, Bad Ear organically formed and rose from the embers in 2019 and calls Milwaukee home. Mike, Joey, and Sean put a fresh, more decorated feel on their different musical incarnations and experiences of the past. Inspired by heartbreaks, catharsis, hope, angst, and self-reformation, Bad Ear injects brutal optimism and anthemic chorus hooks as in the songs Handshakes, their debut single, in February of 2020. Bad Ear is currently recording their freshman spinner right now, and damn, has it been something that you should be looking forward to? Of course, says the band themselves. So welcome again, guys. This is really exciting. We're really glad to have you on, so thank you being here. So let's just jump into it. Who is Bad Ear, aside from the biography I just read, and how did you guys come to be?
Well, Joey, go for it.
Michael and I started this band about a year and a half ago, I guess. Well, not really started the band, but started playing together a little bit.
Talking about it, pretty much.
And, you know, I had plenty of ideas flowing, and I wasn't playing any music at the time, and Michael wasn't either. So we decided to go out to dinner, have a nice fancy dinner, and catch up on old times. And I think maybe like the next night, we ended up hanging out and playing guitar together, and I asked him if he wanted to jam, and so we just kind of started coming up with songs together and writing together. The first song I think we technically really wrote was the Handshake song, and it just slowly progressed over those first 6 months. I was living out of state from Wisconsin, but I moved back about a year ago, and that's when things kind of really started taking off, and we started playing more and rehearsing more rather than just playing, you know, acoustic stuff. So yeah, Mike and I have known each other and for quite a while, and kind of took it upon myself to ask him if he wanted to play. And he didn't hesitate, and I couldn't be happier with that. And so we're still in the very early stages of our band and our, you know, our music and finding our sound, I think, still. But I think it kind of speaks for itself, you know, the first few songs we've released. So yeah, it's been about a good year or so of putting songs out and playing shows and doing other weird stuff. So
yeah. So it sounds like your band had a very organic growth to it. You know, it was with you guys just not just starting with talking about it, but also just hanging out, playing guitars, jamming, and see how this flows. You know, it's really interesting hearing that process of bands coming together, because normally I'm going to use the band Major Glenn when they came on here. You know, they went kind of a similar route of how they got their start with their band. But I also think that there is kind of a certain skill to be able to just sit with someone and play with them and get to know how they play. Do you, you know, and it sometimes all could be very nerve-wracking, because it's you want it to flow, but you can't force it. So how do you overcome that, you know, I don't know if I want to say frustration, but that, you know, that anxiousness to want to get this going and flowing. How do you overcome those emotions?
So I have known Sean and Joey both separately, like on different friend paths, for maybe like 15 years. I was really good friends with both of them first. And I think that makes a huge difference because I know their personalities. I know, I don't want to say how they, like Joey, I played with a lot musically like 10 years ago in another band, but we hadn't seen each other for many years. But I knew how Joey operated. And Sean, I hadn't seen in like 5 years either, but I knew who he was. I didn't know necessarily how he operated musically, because I hadn't heard what he had done musically for a long time either. So I think a huge part of the organic growth is definitely the friendship level. So that, like, instead of being, you know, frustrated with someone and, you know, like walking away from the situation, you can kind of more or less, I don't want to say, yeah, I do want to say, you know, beat each other up over it, you know, like, no, let's just see this through and not have to worry about like hurting anyone's feelings, you know, with always the respect, you know, like, hey, let's go back to that, you know, your idea. Or, you know, I think the thing with us is, you know, we all see things kind of, you know, equally and want to give everyone's idea a shot. So it's a little different for us. We don't have to fight over one another a whole lot.
I love hearing that. And real quick, I also kind of want to just point out that Handshakes was the first song I actually did listen to from you guys. I mean, you sent us the song as well, along with Another Winter and No Use. But when I was doing my own research on you guys and just listening to your catalog, that was the first song I picked on. And it blew me away. You know, I mean, I first saw the band name Bad Year and I was like, oh, okay, I'm expecting this to be like a really, you know, like hardcore, in your face, blistering, you know, punk band. And then I just turned it on. I was like, whoa, this is really well composed, melodic, fast punk music. Like this, I can tell there's this influence here. And this is something I haven't heard in a long time. I've said it before on the show, I don't really like comparing sounds of a band to another band too much, but I understand it's kind of needed to explain a sound sometimes. So if I was going to go that route, it definitely reminded me of like this great smattering of bringing together something like Gaslight Anthem and the Menzingers, and then also like Face to Face and even a little bit of Anti-Flag. And it was just all these really interesting influences. And I don't know if those are direct influences for you guys in general, but it just like really caught my ear instantly. And as a humble brag, I am someone that I know when I hear something, it's worth following and worth supporting. And I was just wondering, I guess the question I want to get to is, have you had any kind of I don't want to say pushback, but we're jokes thrown at you for being called Bad Year and with how things have been going this year? And if so, how have you been fielding those comments, aside from the one that I kind of technically just made?
Yeah, honestly, well, like the band started like last summer, so we didn't really start getting comments like that. And they're not bad comments either.
They're more like hilarious.
They're just very, all these metaphors are coming to play. And yeah, like, you know, everyone mentions, you know, Bad Year and then says 2020, you know, perfect year for Bad Year. And then like stuff like that. And then they have, you know, we had the Handshake song. And then when that was released, like the CDC started saying that don't, you know, do handshakes with people. And now we have our single Blackout coming out. And it's very metaphoric, but no, this wasn't necessarily planned like this, but it's fitting it.
It's one of those things where like when you can kind of just have a name, just like Bad Year, and then come out with songs that are, well, what it says in your biography, you know, optimistic, in your face type of music. I think that works really well for it. And I think that was also kind of what drew me to you guys right away, was just like, wow, this is really on the nose with how 2020 is going. And there's a band called Bad Year. All right, I'm going to listen to these guys. I want to see what they got going on. And, you know, it was really relieving just to hear like how optimistic you guys were in your music. I mean, obviously it's not too like this extreme, you know, like the Hanson like kind of optimism, but it's like realistic optimism. It's a reality check of optimism. And I love that when a band and an artist can really hone in on that type of feeling and know how to write that and put it into words. I think it's such an impressive skill and one that I've tried to do before and I can never figure out how to do it. So that's my next question. Is when it comes to your writing process, do you find it hard to write songs that are optimistic, especially right now? And if so, how do you kind of navigate through that to be able to continue writing?
I actually don't find it hard to be optimistic. I would say that I'm, you know, more an optimist in general who has been through some negative shit. You know, I think we all have, you know. And I think I speak, you know, from the optimism, you know, for every two bad days, you're going to have even two better days somewhere down the road. And you have to think that way, because if you don't think that way, then what's the point of, you know, to keep going, you know, you got to have that optimism.
I hear what you're saying. So, and it's actually kind of something that we've talked about on the main show as well. When we, cause we touch on the subject of mental health frequently here and there. And when we do, we talk about, you got to take the bad as much as you can take, you know, take the good. You got to, in order to appreciate the sun, you got to be able to observe the moon. And I think that's a great skill to be able to kind of like harness on again. And especially if you're an optimistic person, you know, to be able to kind of keep that good vibe, that good intention, that everything will be okay and we'll find ourselves in a better place, is such a much needed skill. And that's why I love having you guys coming on here talking today, because I was like, we definitely also want to bring bands on that want to keep us inspired and keep us moving through our days. So I want to give you guys a second to touch a little bit more on that if you'd like. Other than that, I want to move to our next segment here. But do you have any more that you'd like to touch on that?
Yeah, I think if we all aim for, you know, the good days outweighing the bad days, you know, that's my goal, at least like in my daily living. It's just, you know, we're all going to have bad days. There's so many things that are out of our own control that we have to deal with in life. And that's just life on a daily basis. But I definitely, when it comes to like songwriting, at least in my case, I feel like I write maybe not so much darker stuff, but more cathartic stuff. Also, like, you know, we want people to have that feeling of, you know, feeling better after they listen to like the songs we put out, and to be able to relate and to learn from it. And we can all learn from each other. So yeah, we always want, ultimately, we would like to have, you know, that positive impact on others through our music, whether it's a stupid song about heartbreak or a song about whatever. But yeah, that's really important. And it's been really cool to see all the different takes that people have gotten from, you know, just even Handshakes the song or the EP. A lot of people have, you know, said we sound like these specific influences, and most of them aren't wrong, but it's cool to see, you know, people really, really enjoy it, like truly, and support it too. And, you know, they don't have to do that if, you know, I think we're really proud of the support we've gotten so far. And we're just really glad that people really like it. And we're going to continue writing songs just as good, I hope.
You guys are so humble. I totally like diving into like my fatherness here, and I just want to like bake you guys food and make you and like bring you in and be like come in, child. Well, sit down around the table.
We'll make enchiladas.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate that so much.
Gonna go off a little bit of side track. Do you guys mind playing a horror game with me real quick?
Let's do it.
All right, so we obviously, all the listeners know, we've been playing more horror games recently with a lot of our guests, and it's just a fun time. So I don't know if you're aware of the movie Dance of the Dead, but it's a zombie film, and it's a fantastic little indie film about, well, zombies attacking prom. Well, anyways, there's a scene in the movie where there's this band who is getting attacked by the zombies, but the zombies stop because they start playing music, and they literally survive with the power of rock. So my question for you guys is, the zombie apocalypse has occurred, Bad Ear is playing a show, and you have all your fans there coming to see you guys, and then all of a sudden, we hear that zombies are about to attack your venue where you're playing at. The only thing keeping them away is your music. So eventually you might run out of some of your original songs. So what I want to know is, what are some songs that you're going to play to keep the zombie apocalypse away?
My number one would be Hybrid Moments by the Misfits.
Just over and over and over, just Hybrid Moments.
Well, that's just my first answer. Yeah,
I thought he was going to go with Africa by Toto. That would...
Do you think zombies like Africa?
Well, we're trying to keep them away.
Oh. Well, I think we should still play Hybrid Moments. It just feels fitting.
All right, so you got Hybrid Moments, and then you're going to go into Africa. What are two other that you're going to play?
This Will Be Our Year by the Zombies.
All right. All right. I love it.
Okay,
I love it.
Now, Mike, Go ahead.
Wow, that was
any
that was,
song. You can pick any song.
Oh my gosh, dude, I can't even.
In the words of Taco Bell, think outside the bell.
Outside the bell. I know. I still want to say Africa, but from Toto. Like,
so you're going to do hybrid moments, go to Africa, come back to the Band by Zombie, and then you're going to go right back to Toto.
I mean, because it's the never-ending classic.
It is.
I love it. You know, and what's really funny is in the movie Dance of the Dead, it's like a metal band that's playing. So, like, they're playing the same chugging riffs over and over. Oh, and I'm glad that on the opposite end of the spectrum, you're just like, fucking Toto, man.
It's such an underrated song. Like, little known fact, like, yeah. Joey has that written in his will to be played on repeat over his casket.
And I have an entire Africa by Toto playlist on my YouTube of all the different versions of it. Covers, live versions,
acapellas, alternative instruments.
It's pretty rad, actually.
Blue Man Group did a cover of it. It's just a lot of banging sounds.
I threw a Africa by Toto party, actually, too. It was really fun. It was like turned into like a karaoke night. It was really awesome, actually.
You know what I was thinking of this question? Have you guys played this game? I was expecting you to say something like, you know, Ngata De Vida, you know, by Firefly, or like Through the Fire and the Flames, by Dragon Force. I'm like, they're gonna totally like pick something that's like super long and over the top. And it was just really funny. It just comes back to Toto.
That's all you need, man. That's all you need.
True.
I love it. All right, so coming back to it, Bad Year, you're this upcoming band out of Milwaukee. You make, you know, powerful, optimistic songs for people to listen to and just power through a literal bad year. But with this in mind, you also have an EP coming out, and it's, you know, a few songs on there are Under the Winter, No Use, and Handshakes. But do you want to tell the Ghouls, Gals, and Crips, Mutants like what this EP is and when it's going to come out?
That EP, actually, we released April 14th. We are actually in the midst of recording another EP that we're going to be releasing because the overwhelming support from the first EP was good. And we have a bunch of songs and we're recording, and we got a new single coming out June 30th. And we're just going to keep releasing music this year.
Does your next EP have a title for it?
There's kind of two EPs that are coming out that I don't think we are supposed to talk about yet, but
okay. You don't have to talk about it if you're not allowed to.
No. Okay. So I can the first name of the first one is going to be, it's going to be the Blackout EP, and that'll be out before the end of summer. I think before the end of July. And then there's going to be one after that almost right away. So we just got a bunch of stuff in the works, and we're just killing it right now. A lot of fun in quarantine.
So in April, you had your EP Handshakes come out, and that's the one that we have songs for that we're going to be playing for everybody today. And then you have your next one called Blackout, and then you have another one going to be coming after that. So you guys have been really, really active, you know, during this epidemic. You know, we've talked to a lot of bands already about what are people doing to just stay afloat, you know, staying afloat. If you can't practice, what can you do? And now that some restrictions are opening up, and you guys already kind of posted a little bit on your Instagram, you know, you're back in the recording studio and you're getting things going. What was the biggest struggle for you guys during this epidemic before you could get back in the studio?
Well, first of all, was just how, I mean, I think the biggest thing was, in all honesty, just like figuring out how to do, you know, normal life. You know, that was the first and foremost. And then we had ramped up so hard for the release of the EP, Handshakes. You know, we didn't want to have any deflated moment after that. You know, a bunch of shows planned and those all got canceled. We just wanted to figure out a way to keep going. So we're like, well, let's just keep writing and releasing songs and, you know, keep people engaged in the best way that we knew how. And that was just writing music and, you know, being as goofy as humanly possible on our social media, I guess.
Yeah, I think we're trying to take advantage of this opportunity, you know, since we're not going to be playing that many live shows at all, to just put out as much music as possible and make as many records as we can within a pandemic. So yeah, I think I'll be going into the studio in what, 20 days that? In less than a month to do the drums for the EP after this EP that is coming out next. So we already kind of got the ball rolling, and I'm really excited. We're We just released a promo for our new single, which is called Blackout, and that will be released on June 30th. We're really stoked about it for several reasons. It's kind of Sean's like lead vocal debut. I think he's pretty stoked about that, like for an entire song. I think we're all pretty stoked for that. And I think
Andy sounds awesome on it.
Yeah. People are going to be really stoked to hear the quality of this one because, you know, we've had the honor to work with someone who's really talented, a really good producer, and he killed it. So we couldn't be stoked, but people just have to promise to turn it up to 11 and then we will allow them to listen to it because it's that good. My own ego, but it sounds really great and we're really excited about it.
You know, I'm a big proponent of staying humble when, you know, when the situation arises for it. But I am also a proponent of have an ego, be proud of what you do. You know, if you're loving what you're doing and you absolutely love it, you know, it's freaking killer, man. Fucking just own that shit and be proud of it. And the reason I say that is this, you know, we talk to, again, coming back to the fact that we do talk to a lot of artists, you know, and some that aren't musicians. You know, a lot of people that we talk to seem to have self-doubt about their creations or self-doubt about what they're doing or are nervous. And that's always going to be there because you never know. I mean, it happens to us, too, on this podcast. You know, we're always worried, you know, if we're going to come out with something that's going to blow up in our faces and whatnot. But, you know, when that doesn't happen and you can find those moments where you could be like, hell yeah, we're fucking great at this. You know, we're going to be proponents on this show to encourage you to continue to do that and just be proud of yourselves. Because, again, this band showcase is all about Bad Year. And so we think if we could add a few more words to your name, it'd be Badass Guys of the Year. So that was really cringe and corny, I'm aware, but we love you guys.
I appreciate that so much.
So be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you're doing. Don't let anybody discourage you. You guys are badass.
So for everyone, you know, be proud of what you do. Like, you know, just touch on that mental health thing one more time. Be proud of what you do and be proud of who you are. I think that can like ultimately lead to a better outlook on things. So.
Well, and it does help when you have, you know, fans reach out to you and say, hey, you know, I love the song you did or reached out to me this way or this is what I took from it. And, you know, when you have those moments when, you know, music you make or the art you make does resonate with someone that you've never got to talk to before, it is a really kind of encouraging and humbling moment, you know, because it's one of those things where you never thought, you know, that you would affect someone that way until it actually happens. And so, I mean, you guys are doing just fantastic. A few things I just want to jump into real quick before we end today's show is if you want to support Bad Year, make sure you do follow them on Instagram. Make sure you follow and like them, buy their merch, buy their CDs, check them out. Before we start wrapping up the show today, though, gentlemen, I wanted to ask you our favorite question that we want to ask everybody. But before I do that, I want to give you guys a chance to touch on what else you're doing or where everybody else can go and follow you.
They can follow us on Instagram, bad.year, Facebook, badyearmke. You know, we're just really trying to work and, you know, get our music out there. You know, that's really what we're up to. We're trying to, you know, we're dabbling in TikTok right now. Have you guys heard of this app?
I know. Yeah. Definitely
the party, but
we had to. Our manager forced us to start a TikTok account, and they, you know, people are saying it's the fastest growing social media app in quite a while. So we said, "Fuck it," and we don't really watch many of the videos on there from like other people, but we definitely like to post stupid, ridiculous stuff, and it is what it is. Hate it or love it.
Mostly hate it.
But yeah. It's weird. It's totally weird. But
I feel you on that. They've been our team here has been trying to encourage us to create a TikTok as well, on and off. And Cody's more open to it than I am. I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's so weird. Just, you'll have one video that'll get like one view, and then you post another video, and then like within 20 minutes, it'll have 800 views. And then it's like, well, what happened? Like, and it's, I don't know. There's a, you know, there's obviously a math equation that needs to be figured out, but it's above my head.
Well, I'm glad you're getting a lot of views on it, at least. I know it's weird.
Just that one video, but.
Oh, okay.
please tell, allow people to feel free to follow us on YouTube also. And Twitter, we are Bad Year Music, I believe. that's about all we got.
Follow us on Spotify. As we release music, it'll all be available on the day it's released. So
we'll have all those links down below as well. Awesome. In the episode notes and description for all the ghouls, gals, creeps, and mutants alike to follow and support you guys. But as we wrap up today's show, I'm now going to ask that one question that we ask all of our bands. What is a crazy story you are willing to share from a show that you have played or have attended?
Joey had a date at one of our shows.
Okay, I guess we're talking about this one. Okay. Okay, so
do you want to talk about it, Joey?
If Mike could take over real quick, I'm gonna have to cut my set short. But Mike, please feel free to tell the third person point of view on this one.
So we were playing a show, and Joey had met this girl via a dating app, Tinder, and he told her to come to the show. And so she did, and she's nice and great. But she proceeded to get not violently wasted, but about as wasted as you can get.
Excessively
wasted, right? But her wasted turns into silence, where she's just like a wall, talking to a wall, right? And so we had to find her car afterwards, and she could not communicate where her car was. And it was unbelievable. So we were unloading the show. Actually happened to be close to a rehearsal space, so we were unloading her equipment afterwards. And she came in, and Joey politely sat her down and told her to stay there and don't move, right?
Right.
And so then all of a sudden we're like, where is she? She disappeared, and we had to go find her. And our rehearsal place is like, it was kind of a nightmare of a night, because we were trying to communicate with this person who could not communicate. Yeah, that's Joey.
Well, he sounds like he definitely handled it with a good amount of class. So, I mean, bravo to him.
Yeah, it was great.
Do you have a story?
I don't have really. I try to, you know, this is going to sound bad, but I try to keep a business head of things at shows. Except for this one time at the show, I won't name any band names. They stole a whole bunch of money from us, and we had to go find out where this guy lived and basically get our money back.
Oh, man.
So that's like the worst. You know, Joey's story is more funny, but that was actually
that's still in it. It's still a good story to share in the sense of that it's just like another part of like being an underground band, making a name for yourself and the things some of the things you might run into. So, right. I mean, were you able to get your money back?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. So like, I don't know. I mean, feel free to share as much as you.
Yeah. I won't, I'm not going to name any names, but once right. you saw, five dudes, there's not five of us, but we had, some more people with us, five dudes at his door, he got white as a ghost.
So this individual, did they do it on purpose or was it like a mistake?
No, it was on purpose. He went to go buy drugs with it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad you guys are able to get your profit back. It's good that you it's probably also good that like all five of you showed up just for like safety reasons.
Yeah.
So. Like, I mean, but that's definitely like one of those situations that I don't think a lot of bands, unless you've been doing it for a while, realize that you might run into that situation. I mean, that's really specific too. It's not like there's always a band that's having to go do that, but it's definitely a good story of, hey, we did this show. We did our part. We earned our take of this. That's completely wrong for you to take it for your own selfish needs.
Yeah.
So. I'm glad to hear that you shared that story, because I hope every listener who's in a band or is a solo musician, don't be afraid to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, stand up for yourself. Watch your stuff. You invest all your time and money into something that rarely ever gets a return. So just protect yourself. That's all you need to do.
Still, though, I mean, man, I get just like imagining that's just really nerve wracking. I would be frustrated, too. I'd be pissed.
Lots of frustration. Yep.
So, again, I applaud you for handling it with class. Your optimism about it seems, well, as optimistic as you can be, I guess, for a situation like that. I think it's a real credit to your character being able to navigate that with a calm head. So, bravo.
I appreciate that. Yeah, all of us, you know, are really level-headed, and I think that makes a huge difference on, you know, for everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, then. Ghouls, Gals, Creeps, and Mutants. Again, Bad Ear is this fantastic band from Milwaukee that's making waves. If you want something that is just going to inspire you, make you feel good about yourself, and give you a little bit of optimism, especially with how awful a lot of things are right now, this is definitely the band you want to be putting into your ears right now. I know I wasn't able to say to Joey, but I do want to send and give him a thank you for coming on to the show again today. It was a pleasure getting to meet him, and it's also a real huge pleasure to get to meet you, Mike, and have you come on as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for having us. And like I said earlier, Sean, you know, wishes he could be here, but he had some, you know, stuff to take care of. So
totally happens. Shout out to Sean as well. Yep. He was here in spirit, so I appreciate his spirit for being here.
Yep.
So, again, Ghouls, Gals, Creeps, Mutants, please like and follow Bad Ear in the links provided below. And if you are a band that also wants to come on the Punkercore podcast to be interviewed, please send all your promotional material, songs, and everything, and contact information to our email at prhpbands@gmail.com. That'll be in the link below as well. Thank you again, Mike. Thank you again, Ghouls, Gals, Creeps, and Mutants. And we will talk to you about another band next time.
Awesome.
All right, there you have it. That was our interview with the one and only Bad Ear. Like I said, fantastic dudes, really nice. And you know, it's even though I love my punk rock, my music, my metal music that is just angry and in your face, singing about death or what have you, I do gotta say I appreciate it when we do get some good, you know, fun listening music. Well, that is more uplifting, so shall I say. Again, huge shout out to the guys from Bad Ear. It's fantastic to have them on today. We're going to be jumping into three songs they sent us, Handshakes, No Use, and Another Winter. Thank you again to Bad Ear for coming on, and to Mike and Joey for coming on and sharing their stories with us. Mike did let me know that Joey is, that he had to head out early on this interview, but he does send his love to all the Ghouls, Gals, Creeps, and Mutants. That being said, though, Ghouls, Gals, and Creeps, and Mutants, please like them, follow them, give Bad Ear some support, and let's jump into this music.
Time of year, love and fatal flu for Fiona. this was never gonna work. Burn the page again, walk through this holder.